You're listening to the Fearless Inc. podcast, a place for all writers and anyone wanting to become more creative and productive in their lives. I'm your host, Arshalita Chisholm. This is episode 96. Poetry is an art form, but to me, it's also a weapon. It's also an instrument. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Fearless Inc. podcast, where we explore the intersection of creativity, productivity, and mindset. I'm here to help you break through barriers, build lasting habits, and fuel your passion for writing and creating. Today's episode is inspired by a quote from none other than Amanda Gorman. She said, "Poetry is an art form, but to me, it's also a weapon. It's also an instrument." Oof, come on now. It shook something in me, really. And today I want to talk about what it means to use poetry and not just to create, but to resist, to heal, to disrupt, and to build, especially as a Black woman, and especially right now. Let's start with Amanda Gorman. So she didn't just recite poetry at the 2021 presidential inauguration. She claimed that moment. If you missed that moment, which I know that you did not miss it, because we all saw it. We all saw it. We all heard it. We all felt it, right? In The Hill We Climb, she gave America a mirror, showed it its scars while reminding us of our potential to heal. She writes with such precision and purpose, and she knows, she understands language. She wields language like a doctor with a scalpel. Very precise, very intentional. She just makes beauty confront injustice. That's what makes her work both art and a weapon. As a Black woman, she reminds us that we don't need to wait for permission to speak. We don't need to water down our message to be palatable. She's really embodies being unapologetic. And that in itself is power. Now, let's take a look. Let's really unpack the quote. When we talk about a weapon, it may sound violent, but no, it's, think of it like this. Poetry can cut through the noise. It can challenge systems, shake institutions. It calls out oppression where it hides, right? It's not polite. It calls it out. And as an instrument, that's where the healing comes in. Poetry is how we grieve, how we imagine a better world, how we breathe when everything else is suffocating. For those of us Black women, using poetry this way is legacy. From Phyllis Wheatley to Sonia Sanchez to Audre Lorde, this is our inheritance. For me, poetry became an instrument the moment I used it to connect with my own feelings. And then I began to see how it touched other people. It seeped into the fabric of my community, my roots, my ancestors, and that's when it gets real, right? As a weapon, I stopped writing to impress other people and started writing to survive, right? To write to survive means using language as a lifeline. It's when writing becomes more than art. It becomes a necessity. You're not just writing for the sake of beauty, of rhyme. You know, you're writing because your spirit requires it. Because some truths are too heavy to carry in silence. And the page becomes the only place that will hold them without judgment. When everything feels overwhelming, the trauma, the racism, grief, anxiety, depression, when all of that threatens to swallow you whole, to swallow you up, writing becomes the release valve. It's the scream you weren't allowed to let out, the prayer you didn't have the words to speak out loud. In that sense, writing becomes both protest and sanctuary. It allows you to translate chaos into something you can understand, something you can put a name to, and sometimes something you can even heal. For Black women, especially, writing to survive is about reclaiming space in a world that constantly tries to silence you. It's power, it's resistance, it's saying, you don't get to erase me. You don't get to throw me away. I will write myself whole. I will write myself free. Writing becomes this radical act of remembrance. It's a way to document joy. To document joy in the midst of pain and suffering. To hold onto pieces of ourselves when everything around us is trying to strip us down. So when I say I write to survive, I mean this is how I keep breathing. And that's kind of an explanation, all of that, to why I named my book When Black Women Breathe. It's about survival. It's about claiming who we are. No one gets to tell us how to feel, how to do, how to be. This is how we fight. This is how we find our way back to ourselves. When I sit down to write, especially when I know I'm about to speak truth to power, it feels like I'm entering into a special sacred place. There's a stillness, almost like prayer. My process isn't always linear. Sometimes, you know, a single phrase will find me just sitting somewhere or in the shower, or I'll hear a stranger's conversation. Yes, I do eavesdrop. Yeah, I admit that. Other times I write in a rush, you know, like the words have been sitting in my chest for weeks, just waiting to come out. I don't force it. I just listen and ask what needs to be said. What hasn't been spoken? What hasn't been spoken loud enough, long enough? And let that just guide the pen. I mean, there's weight to that, definitely, but also clarity. Like, I know I'm, you know, it's bigger than myself. I think most poets understand that whatever it is you're writing about is so much bigger than you, so much bigger than the scope of what you're looking at, what you're feeling, what you're doing. So writing poetry doesn't just empower, but it centers. It reminds you that you have agency. And I mentioned that before, that words can disrupt, they can agitate, but they also provide healing. I know y'all hear that thunder in the background. Maybe you don't. Anyway, it's raining and thundering a lot here in Kansas City, but it starts thundering when I'm recording my podcast. Anyway, so we're wrapping up, but maybe you're not a poet. Maybe you have a voice. Still, your stories matter. Your truth matters. And you speak regardless. Speak. Even if your voice shakes. We've heard that a lot on social media. Even if your voice shakes, even if you can barely get it out, you speak anyway. Use poetry to name your rage. Use poetry to protect your joy. Use poetry to witness the world. Write in the margins. Write on napkins. Write in your notes app. Let your words be sharp. Let them be soft. Let them be. Yes, thank you for tuning in today. And I hope Amanda Gorman's words and mine spark something in you. Poetry is a gift, but don't forget it's also a tool. And if you've written something after this episode, let me know. DM me, tag me, excuse me, and send it over. Let's build a movement, okay? Until next time, keep writing, keep fighting, and most of all, keep dreaming. Take care.